A good night of Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, we're beginning of winter. We've had many opportunities to talk about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. And now we're back what's called to real life, regular life. And unfortunately, it's far from regular. And it's sad that this is becoming the new norm. This is considered normal. And it's a normal crazy that's happening. And I feel like when this began, there were many people who were talking about the crazy times we're living in. Kids being home for weeks, people not being able to do this and that. And we're holding here 7, 8 months into this. No one's talking about it anymore. It's here. This is the new life. Oh, vaccines, 3 years, 4 years, masks, who knows, 10 years. People, like, we've given up. We've given up to the norm. And when you give up to the norm, then any message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in this pandemic is gone. Nobody. You talk about pandemic today, people hang up the phone. What pandemic? This is a way of life. So I need to talk to you tonight about the first group of people that quarantined in a pandemic in the world, and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them in a bubble. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took people and made them a cohort and said, you have to remain separate from everybody else. And you're going to realize something brilliant, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. That the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu perhaps chose to make every Yid in his teva, everyone in a world that's crazy around us, what? This is unmuted.
Now my phone is unmuted.
Who's my phone? Okay. I'm sorry, there was a teleconference. Sorry for the people on the teleconference. It seemed like it wasn't unmuted. Not the Zoom, the phone conference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a world that was raging. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a group of people and he quarantined them into a table. And I want to share with you the striking analogy to our times and the message. There's a pasuk regarding the teva, regarding the mabul, I should say, that says there was a mix-up in the world of seasons, kor, v'chaim, summer and winter, kayetz v'chayref, yoyman v'layla lo yishbaisu. Nothing rained. There was no cold, no hot, no day, no night. People do not realize this. Rashi tells us for 12 months during the Mabul, there was no day and no night. It was one big darkness. Incredible. And there's obvious questions. So why did Noach have a window on the teva if it was pitch black? How did Noach send the bird out to see if it's dry or to see what's going on if it's pitch black? Secondly, Rashi tells this to us. We know every single detail the Torah tells us has an exact reason why it happened. How come this is a little less explicit? That there was a mix-up in the world and there was no more seasons and that there was no day and night and that it was pitch black, which the Pasuk itself doesn't say. We know from the Gemara and Sanhedrin HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes measure for measure. If his goal was to afflict, he... Okay. Okay, I put on speaker. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead... I apologize. And made that there was no day, no night, no seasons, there's a reason, there's a message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has absolutely no point in punishing us if he doesn't give us Midah Keneged Midah. Because now we don't know. If we don't have measure for measure, we don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants.
But I have been speaking, you know that. Every Thursday, yeah. What is going on?
Excuse me. Can we... Can I ask everyone to please mute?
I thought we were muted.
No, thank you. Not muted. Okay. So I want to share with you a fascinating thing from the Chiddushei Harim. He says the Torah tells us the story of Cain and Hevel. The Torah tells us the story of those two brothers that fought. Why? The Torah tells the story of the Mabel, the flood. Why? The Torah tells us a story about the people that wanted to fight Hashem and build this big tower. Why? Listen to a brilliant piece from the Chiddushei Harim, the Heilige Geder Rebbe. He says the three main things that we have to fight, we know, are kinah, jealousy, taiva, desire, and kavod, and the seeking of honor. Those are the three things the Mishnah tells us are mitzian es ha'adam and ha'ilam. They remove a person from this world. Says the Chiddushei Harim, the fight between Cain and Hevel was about kinah. They were jealous of each other. The Mabel was all desire. People were stealing. People were doing adultery. People were just doing whatever they wanted. It was desire. And the fight against Hashem was a fight for kavod. Says the Chiddushei Harim, every single generation there's a piece of those three wars that we still have to fight. And the reason why, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and made, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead, sorry, there's technical issues again, I don't know. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and said that we need to know these stories is so when every generation we will look at these stories and learn from them. So let's talk. We don't have time to talk about them all, but let's talk about the Mabel. What was the chait of the Mabel? People wanted money. They stole money from other people. People wanted adultery. They wanted a woman. She might have been married. It didn't make a difference. If someone else's wife, it didn't make a difference to them. Desire overtook people. And all lines were blurred and meshed. What's yours is what's mine. Everyone just took whatever they wanted. That was the fight back then. Says the Mefarshim, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take seasons and night and day and destroy them? He said it wasn't necessarily something HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. But he says, look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The first thing he did was he made day and night. Why did he do that? The reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that is to teach us day and night, don't cross lines. Each one stays within their lines. It's called Seder, it's called order in the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that. Immediately, what was the first commandment HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam HaRishon? The very first commandment. There's a tree, don't touch from the tree. Control yourself, that's not yours. What was the first commandment HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave after Matan Torah? Don't climb the mountain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the very first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, don't climb the mountain. Right away, the first thing we teach you is control yourself, don't blur the lines. This is what we needed to learn. When we blur the lines down here, and we stole, and we did adultery, we did all those things because our desire wanted. We dissolved the way of the world. So it wasn't necessarily a punishment. It was something that we did. We ruined law and order in the world, and law and order in the world got destroyed because of our lack of law and orderness. This is what happened. The world, it says the Mabel, the world was destroyed. Why? Mala Aretz, Chamas. Everyone just, my money, your money, that line was blurred. We destroyed the world that way. We need to think today for a moment. We also, for months, were in a situation of Laila V'Loim Lo Yishbayisu. There was no day and no night. And we're in a situation now that all the things we indulged in as a people in 2020 are all taken from us. And we need to take a moment to think about this. People are overindulged. I can ask everyone to please mute.
It's fine with people that they don't mute.
There's something wrong a little bit tonight, so I apologize with the. So Laila V'Yoyim Lo Yishbayisu means the night and day didn't rule because there was no law and order. The people's lives destroyed law and order in the world. So he asked the question, how come Noach had a window? How come Noach had a window? How come Noach was able to send out a bird? And the answer is, because for people who didn't blur the lines, the world's lines were not blurred. Noach in his world, in his bubble, in his cohort, where people, that says the animals, only animals that kept separate from not mating with other animals were allowed on the table. Everything on the table was law and order. And because of that, things worked out and they kept the light and day in the table. It was only the rest of the world. If we need to think what has happened, I think everyone agrees we live a life a little bit overindulgence. Overindulgence, whether it's hours of work, overindulgence in we're going out to eat, we're going on a trip, whatever it is that people are doing, all of a sudden something happened. The lines were blurred. Perhaps the lines of a Yid and a Goy were very blurred. People going here, socially, we're going, we're mixing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something incredible. He said the world is blurring lines. And he decided to create a little teva for us. The symbolism of Noach's teva. Says the Chiddush HaRim is to fight what happened in the Mabul back then. That means every generation, the same temptation when people are just free to roll. The world is open. Whether it's the world travel and the snap of a finger. We could travel to the other side of the world. Or perhaps the fact that you can open a computer and be on the other side of the world. Lines are blurred. There's no privacy anymore. You could look into me, look into you. Everyone thing belongs to everyone. Everything's public. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something incredible. He created the most private situation for every single family. Every one of our homes is now a teva in a world that winds are howling. Our teva is clearly with lines are very clear. To now, after all these months, make peace and say, this is all natural. This is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's mamash a tragedy. If Noach would be in the teva and say, oh, this is just the way it is. Noach understood, you know what? The world blurred. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me alone in this teva. You know why? Because he shouldn't be affected by what's going on outside. And he took the opportunity to be mechazik, him and his children. What's right, what's wrong, what lines do we cross? We don't cross this line for this. People cross many lines because lines are available today to be crossed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shut all those lines. There's no one blurring any lines. Everyone is in their homes. No one's going anywhere. No one's traveling. No one's going out to eat. No one's overindulging, maybe even noshing a little too much from the outside world that we shouldn't have been taking. It's all cut off. No one's gone to any events that are inappropriate or maybe not ideal for us to go to. We're all in a Noach's teva. So I think it's worth Parshas Noach to take the lesson and remember what made the world fall apart. People thinking the world's falling apart. So many of the world's lines. There used to be things were respectful. People didn't cross certain lines, didn't say certain things. All lines are blurred. How did we bring that back when the Yidden didn't follow everybody else? When Noach created his own little cohort, his own little bubble, and he said, we're going to set the tone at what's right and what's wrong. We're not going to just mesh and do whatever we want. He kept things normal in his world. And the schus of one Jewish family, one Yiddish mishpacha, that kept the world normal. That was the only part of the world that was normal. One teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I can build the world back up with that. Our world is caving in. You don't need to be very smart to figure that out. Every single aspect, from politics to everything else, it's become a joke. There's no respect for anything anymore. There's no restraint. Say what you want. Do what you want. This is the world we live in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. Everyone should take a moment and think how the Teva saved the world. And in the Teva, the lines were not blurred, we're saying. There was night and day. Noach had a window. Noach was able to send out a bird. The rest of the world was blurred because Noach didn't ruin it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. In the merit of Jewish homes, deciding that they're going to take the opportunity of quarantine to stay with their head straight, because they're not running. People are running. People are flying. People, we're not running. We're not flying. We're not going anywhere. Let's not just sit this out and wait till it goes. Let's grow from it. And remember that one family changed the world. Please take the opportunity. This is the only time of your life you might have that you can impact your home the way you want it, because there's nothing coming in. There's no one going out. We'll have the opportunity. And this chus that will weather the marble that's around us. In our table, we should be zeicha very, very soon, really soon, that we'll be zeicha to end up in the teva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKadosh Meheru. I'd just like to finish and invite everybody. As you know, you might have seen the invitation. Bezer Hashem, we're making a bar mitzvah this week. Bezer Hashem will be outside. We're going to keep it as safe and as comfortable for everyone, whoever can make it. If you can't, lots of people don't want to go out, and we understand that as well, and we hope we'll be able to again join in each other's simchas in a normal fashion very soon. Have a wonderful Shabbos.